Well, we said there was going to be one bridge episode between the Hurricane Tracy's and the foursome, upcoming foursome tomorrow night.
Right.
This is, I would say, maybe unintended bridge part two.
Well, here's the problem.
What's the problem?
You have a lot of time on your hands this week.
I do.
You're on vacation, which makes me angry at you, even though it's not really your fault. But I'm out there in the world working.
Right.
I had to work this morning.
Right.
You're just like, I don't have to work today.
I gotta say, I love every time you mock anyone, it starts off with a,
I don't know why. Because, you know, it's for effect.
Yeah.
It started with British Mark. It morphed into Aunt Ginny.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that with Aunt Ginny. Yep.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure that you this morning were like this. You were like, I don't have to work today. I could just, like, not do anything.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I had a pretty okay morning, but then I got to tell you about this guy. 10 a.m., this guy, let's call him Rodney.
Rodney.
I forgot his name, which is probably good, but he looks like a Rodney, right?
Rodney King or Rodney Dangerfield?
He looks like, he put his finger in an electric socket and his whole body just got, so he must be like 6'7". Mm-hmm. He's humongous.
It's pretty tall.
He's like the Incredible Hulk, but if the Incredible Hulk was really retarded.
And he was old?
No, he's not that old. I can't tell. Mm. By the way, I don't say the word retarded to make fun of retarded people.
Right.
I just want to, I don't want to offend anybody already in the first 2 minutes of the show.
But I'm sure you've done earlier.
No, I'm going to be good today.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'll offend everybody.
All bets are off tomorrow.
All bets are off tomorrow, man. But tonight it's just you and me, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, all right.
We'll get two listeners.
It doesn't. This is no pressure. Nobody's listening to us. We have no special guests.
Actually, we have 6 listens for the last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, Rodney. So I really don't. I feel bad that people have ailments in the world. Mm-hmm. This guy, and I love the blind. Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Love Stevie Wonder.
Yep.
But the problem I have with the blind is when they think that they can see.
Right.
Rodney can't see shit, but he thinks he can. Uh-huh. So this happens every time. It's like, he must be new. Like, I think I've driven him before when he was living with his mom. I think his mom died. Mm-hmm. So now he's living alone and, like, I don't know how he survives. Because he thinks he can see. And he's large. You can't miss him. You know, he looks very strange. So then I pick him up and he's like, and he says the name of my company, which is a horrible name. And then I'm like, yes, Rodney, I'm here. So he goes, oh, there have been some confusion about the time. And I'm like, no, there's no confusion. You're just stupid. Like, it says 11 a.m. and now it's 11 a.m. It's 11:02.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes to the that place, you know, where they adjust your foot, your feet, your shoes. The pediatrist. Thank you. But this place, I don't know why, it's like really hard to find. It's Route 31 in Pennington.
Oh, okay.
But the GPS, it screws it up. So I drove him like a few weeks ago and I got totally lost.
Oh, wow.
And you don't want to be lost with this guy. And this guy can't see. So he's like, are we there yet? I'm like, yeah, we're there yet. And we're like nowhere close. So anyway, so he's, okay, so you can't see this because this is a auditory meeting.
Experience, right.
But Roddy's got like a walker because he can't see, goddammit. Uh-huh. But he thinks he can. So he's like walking around, he's walking into walls. And he's walking with the confidence of a guy that can see.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he gets his confidence from. So I'm like, now I have a system. I like touch the walker like a leash, like a dog on a leash. And I just kind of walk him, and that seems to be pretty good. But he's still like, and he's like, I can't, and he keeps telling me, I can't see. I'm like, I know. You know? I you don't have to tell me. It's pretty obvious that you're fucking blind. And then you get to the door, he's like, is this the door? Is this the door? Is this the door? I'm like, dude, just chill. Like, I'm going to open the door, I'm going to lead the door to your hand. And then he has one of these walkers that are impossible to close. It's like very, it's got all kinds of knobs and wheels and stuff. And then he's got a bag. The whole thing, taking him from the, here's the door, and here's my car. It takes like 20 minutes. And then he's like banging into walls. He's like, I'm leading him in the straight line, and he decides to just go this way. It's unbelievable. Like, it's like, how are you still alive? like, I just go in a straight line, Rodney. Oh my God. And then he's finally in the car, and then he's like, I think we're late. Like, we're not late. And then he has one of those watches that tell you what time it is. So he keeps playing with it.
A watch tells time.
Well, right, but it says the time.
Oh, it says it, okay.
Because he's blind.
That makes sense, yeah.
Right, so every minute, like, I hear 11:07, 11:08, 11:08. I'm like, you just checked it a minute. Why do you keep checking it?
Yeah, that must be really fucking annoying if he wears that all the time. Oh, my God.
Oh, he, and then, but I want to be nice to him. But at this point, I can't stand the guy, you know? Yeah. And then finally, we get to the place, and he's like, are you going to wait for me? I'm like, I have another passenger. And then he's like, you know, it's just the whole thing. And then he gets out of the car, and he walks into a wall again, you know? Like, you would think. Something. I mean, you would think by now he would know that he can't see, so don't try to walk. Don't try to walk. Just let me lead you. Oh my God. Then I have to wait for him, and then I have to take him back, and that, you know, this is like 45 minutes out of my life. and then he just says stupid shit along the way. Anyway, I just have no regard for him. I'm sorry. It's not the fact that he's blind, it's the fact that he's confident that he could see.
Right.
Like, if you're blind, like, what's the equivalent of that? Like, if I'm Caucasian, I'm not going to be confident that I'm black, you know?
Right.
I mean, this is exactly the same metaphor. I mean, it's not like he's going to turn around and he's going to see.
Unless you identify as black.
Well, speaking of black, I have no segue today, yeah. But while I was doing that, you were probably doing nothing. You're probably enjoying your vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was.
That's upsetting to me.
I'm sorry. Well, it makes up for the time when, you know, I'm at the office or I'm at Amazon, which I'm no longer with anymore, thank God.
Right.
You're not working.
Well, just rest assured that when I'm not working, I'm not having fun.
Right. Well, I'm not necessarily having fun. I'm relaxing, but right. I'm not necessarily doing anything like fun. Well,
I would hope not.
Right.
If you were having fun and relaxing, that would make me more upset.
Right.
We don't want you having any fun.
Not at all.
Yeah. Tomorrow you could have some fun.
Some fun. Bro.
Yeah. Well, this is like the night before the hurricane. You know how like
storm.
You know how like for example, Florida always says it's going to be a hurricane and like all these, but then people should evacuate. Mm-hmm. But then some people don't evacuate. They're just like, yeah, maybe it won't be that bad.
Yeah,
this is exactly like tonight.
Yeah,
and tomorrow we're like, yeah, maybe tomorrow night will be calm. It's not going to be calm.
No,
I mean, we know what it's like with Hurricane Tracy. We don't know what it's like with this Cliff. Mm-hmm. I don't know him at all.
Right, me neither.
So there's
Hurricane Tracy predicts that you and Cliff are going to take over.
What does that mean, take over?
I guess you guys are going to be like the main voices.
How is that possible? She talks every second.
I don't know.
Is she just going to clam up?
It's possible.
If she clams up, then she has no purpose. Like, her purpose is to be a hurricane. If she shows up here claiming to be a hurricane and she turns out to be like a pond,
like a drizzle,
like a calm pond in the middle of the woods, then that we're not having that. We already established her as Hurricane Tracy.
Well, do you have the alcoholic beverages lined up for? I see you still.
Well,
have
I have. I mean, I did approach him today via the Facebook, and I said, "Is red wine okay?" He goes, "Yeah." And then he asked about the pizza, and I'm like, "I don't know." Mm-hmm. I said, "Ask her." Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, you know. By the way, tonight, you know, we usually have food from an Italian resource place. Tonight, we actually had like healthy food.
It was fucking good, man.
It was good, right?
It was really fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't cook it. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm very busy driving blind people into walls. But I did. It was prepared. Mm-hmm. We had teriyaki salmon.
It's fucking amazing.
Good, right? Mm-hmm. Garlic potatoes.
Fucking awesome.
And German beer.
Fucking great.
Yeah, so I think that which means that we could probably do that now.
Right.
You know, and maybe we should try to live a little healthier now that, you know, we're coming up in age.
That's right.
You know? By the way, you sent me a little thing about Sylvester Stallone's documentary.
Oh, yeah, he's got a documentary coming out. There was a preview. I thought the preview looked pretty good.
You sent me a clip, and I was driving the blind guy. So
was probably best, not a good time to load it up.
Yeah, it would be cool if it'd be like, hey, Rodney, do you mind if I just, like, you know, watch YouTube while I drive you? Yeah, but what did you see the whole trailer?
The whole trailer, yeah.
Really? So did it show him as a young man?
Well, they showed like clips from like different movies, like behind the scenes type stuff, and
okay,
it had like that, you know, typical documentary like serious tone.
Is he the narrator?
Wait. I think like there was like voiceover from him, but it's hard to tell if he's narrating or if it was just like audio clips.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I said that, you know, Arnold did one, and you know these guys are always competing, always competing with each other.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Like the whole stuff they're doing now, I wouldn't be surprised. It's just publicity for these two documentaries.
What are they doing now?
Well, you said like Arnold trashed him publicly the other day, and then hit back.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, but at this point, it's just funny that they're still. It's actually funny that they're still on the radar of consciousness. Yeah. They're both like 95. I mean, why are we still talking about them?
Because they're awesome, and there's no one around today that compares to their awesomeness.
Well, I mean, between the two of us, this is kind of like the Beatles versus the Stones, right? I would say Stallone is like the Beatles and Schwarzenegger is like the Stones.
Right. I can agree with that.
So, you know, I was always more in the Stallone camp versus Schwarzenegger.
Right.
You know, I don't know why. I think Stallone's movies just resonated with me more, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, Schwarzenegger was the Terminator, you know.
That's the thing. Schwarzenegger didn't have a Rocky. He didn't have, like, that deep, introspective character piece.
Right.
He
had Conan the Barbarian.
Conan
the Barbarian.
But it's funny because like they both approached it from different places. Like Stallone was the one who like set out to be like an actor to begin with. That was like his whole thing when he was younger. He couldn't get parts, so he ultimately wrote Rocky.
Right, and Schwarzenegger couldn't get parts until he became a bodybuilder, and then that was his. I mean, in a way, they're similar in that way.
Well, I mean, like Schwarzenegger became a bodybuilder first. I think Schwarzenegger was just one of those people who found opportunity as a result of a previous opportunity and just went with it.
Right.
So.
Right. But he never wrote anything, which Stallone is the first one to say, hey, he didn't write anything. I'm the writer.
That's right.
What did he do? He just showed up there and said, man. I would love to be the narrator of the Stallone documentary. But I mean, between the two of them, they both have, you know, very distinct speech patterns, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to hear them talk to each other is very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
They did do a movie together, right? The Escape Plan.
I haven't seen it. I've heard.
It's okay.
These things, yeah.
It's okay. It's not embarrassing. Like, I remember watching it, and I remember, like, I mean, you know, it's kind of a movie that you only see once, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think James Bond actually had a mashup of two James Bonds in one. I think it was Never Say Never with Sean Connery and Roger Moore, maybe?
So Never Say Never Again.
Yeah.
Which is not an official Bond movie.
Okay.
But it had, there was a whole backstory with like the copyright to like Thunderball, the fourth James Bond movie.
Right.
Which Never Say Never Again was like just a remake of.
Okay.
That came out the same year as Octopussy, which was Roger Moore's sixth
one. Right. Before View to a Kill.
Right. That one, View to a Kill, that was.
View to a Kill had Grace Jones.
Yeah.
You know, they had a sex scene with Roger Moore. I mean, the two very people that you wouldn't really want to see in bed together would be Roger Moore and Grace Jones.
Right.
Especially when Grace. And then they had a scene with her being on top. And he's like, hey, I don't know what to do with a woman's on top. You know, it was a weird. Their attempt.
He was like 95 when he made that movie, too.
Oh, yeah, he was like 60. You know, but it had a Duran Duran song.
Yeah.
Right?
A View to a Kill.
Yeah, not bad. But Never Say Never was Sean Connery and Roger Moore.
It was Sean Connery. I don't know if I never seen that one because it wasn't an official Bond movie, so
yeah,
I never watched it.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's like It's like Burt Reynolds did a Clint Eastwood movie, like Heat City or something, or City Heat.
Okay.
And it was, that was pretty good, actually. Mm. But it's just funny when they try to combine two top grossing actors. Yeah. Usually it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, Sean Connery's like, you know. But I actually do remember Octopussy because I saw it with Anne Marie Brown, which was a woman I had a crush on at the time. She was a lass. And I remember, like, I went to see that movie with her, and it was very exciting for me. Mm-hmm. Nothing happened. There was no kissing, right, or, you know. Most of the
dates... You got more pussy out of the actual title of the movie than...
Yeah. There was no pussy in real life, but I definitely got a laugh on the title alone. Yeah. That's all you need is a title.
That's all you need.
Yeah, all you need is love or pussy, you know?
I haven't seen that one.
You know, I've seen Octopussy?
I've seen them all, but, like, oh, I did a Bond marathon, like, right around the time of, like, when COVID was first coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen, like, the majority of them since then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have a soft spot for, not that I'm not gay, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, I have an affinity for Roger Moore, because, you know, that I grew up in the 70s. It's always what you grow up in, you know? The Sean Connery thing I just never got. I never thought he was attractive. I mean, he was kind of like Gene Hackman. From now on, I'm going to bring Gene Hackman into every episode. Oh, can we go to British Mark? So British Mark DMs me today.
British Mark.
He's very upset.
What the fuck happened now?
Well, last episode we said... Last episode, I had the premise, the idea that his brother, British Anthony...
And British Anthony was cool, right?
I think so. I still think he is.
Uh-huh.
So, because British Anthony, my premise was that British Mark, God bless him, he's our only listener, but he always responds to people on Facebook.
Right.
Like, in a sort of a nauseating, you know... Like, he just, if any, like, okay, this woman, we have a friend, Jennifer, she posted, these chicks on Facebook, they like to post pictures of trees and flowers, that's uh-huh. like, who cares, right?
Yeah.
So that, but of course, he somehow, he comments on it, and then now he says, oh, and Danny, don't make fun of me commenting on this. I mean, like, now of course I'm going to comment. I'm like, you don't have to, like, there's trees in England, right? He could go outside.
Right.
Fucking lives in the country.
Right.
He doesn't need to go on Facebook and look at a tree.
Right.
He could go outside in fucking Essex, whatever the fuck he lives.
That's right.
It's very upset. Those
are awesome trees over there. What the fuck?
So he was a little upset. I told him that I would actually read his quote.
Oh, shit.
Because this is like...
Now, was this a private exchange or over Facebook?
It's hard to say.
Well, I mean, was it in a public venue where so many people could read it, or was it just an exchange between the two of you?
Well, I understand the question.
Right.
It's just, you know, he DMs me and we have conversations on Facebook, so it's very hard to know. But this was in private.
Oh, okay.
But now it's not going to be private.
Right.
So, okay.
Well, no one's listening, so it might as well just be private.
Well, we don't know. We got six listeners for the last episode. That's a good
point, yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so this is out of the blue. I didn't start this.
Uh-huh.
Like, apparently he heard the episode today, and he was like, okay, I'm gonna read this. I'm British Mark now. Okay, do I have the floor? Okay, I am most definitely not the boring, and then, like, his grammar is awful. So he goes, I am most definitely not the boring, and then slash. And he is not the interesting twin. Okay, that's not even a full sentence, but okay. And then he goes, I traveled halfway around the earth to see a gig. Okay? And then he goes, it's lucky if he can make it to London for a gig. No punctuation. There's no periods here. Uh-huh. I have to, like... Okay, so he's saying that he goes to gigs, his brother doesn't.
Right.
Okay.
So he defines being interesting as someone who...
Sees concerts.
Sees concerts. All right, okay.
Yeah, which, you know, okay, it's a valid point. And then he goes, I told him about a gig, and I bought tickets for him, and it is closer to him than me.
That sounds familiar. You and Lifeless Dave. Sounds like something.
Yeah. Okay, so now, and then he leaves the space. And by the way, when he types this, it takes him hours to type this. He's a very slow typist.
Uh-huh.
So often with British Mark, I'll see three dots.
Yeah.
And they last forever.
Right. I think the British, their hand-eye coordination is not up to par with us Americans.
Tell that to Paul McCartney and Keith Richards, you know? They can play the guitar.
Well, yes, that's true, yeah.
But maybe their texting skills suck.
It's possible.
Paul McCartney doesn't text with me.
That's true, so there's no way to know.
And if Keith Richards texts
me, you wouldn't understand what the fuck you say.
He would be like, so now he leaves the space. And so when I see three dots from British Mark, I know that I can go do other things because his thought will only be written an hour from now.
Right.
Okay, so now there's a big space, and then he goes, okay, I've got that off my chest. No issues here. Then he does a smiley face, which usually chicks do.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he goes, keep them coming. So apparently, you know, he's not mad anymore. And then he goes, oh, and his grammar's awful. And then he goes, are you any closer to deciding on the Lissy London situation? You know, so he's asking me about, you know, which is... but then I answered his previous comment. I said, that's a very good argument that you do see more gigs than your still cooler than you brother. And I said, that's a very good argument. I will read this on tonight's episode. And then he goes, don't you dare. So, you know, I just had to do it.
It'd be great if you just create an even bigger rift between the two brothers and like a war starts out in England. Between brothers Mark and Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then he can now he comes up with another thought an hour later.
Ah.
Okay, so now we're past this, and then he goes, I'm a slow typist. He goes, I'm a slow typer. That's not even a word.
What?
Typer.
Typer.
You say typist.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
His version of English is like.
There is one of those things where it's like there's a difference between American English and like the.
You think other British people say typer?
It's possible, yeah.
Well, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm.
It still sounds stupid and moronic. Right. Okay, so this is an hour later. And then he goes, I am obviously the most interesting. I have met you and briefly spoken to Ryan from a pub, The Ship in London. The Ship? I guess it's
the pub where you guys were.
It was called The Ship?
I guess so.
Okay, he's got parentheses. He got the parentheses in the right place, at least. Mm-hmm. So, I briefly spoken to Ryan. So, I got the lifeless Anthony listening. I deserve a medal, not derision. Is derision a word?
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, what's derision? Like making fun of him?
I forget the exact definition. I know it's a word, though.
Okay, so now he's angry. Now he goes, I deserve a medal, not derision.
Here's the thing, British Mark. You're not getting a medal.
We can't afford a medal.
We could, I suppose, dial back the derision.
What more can we do? We had him on the show. I've had him on my other show. We've had him on the show twice.
Right.
What more does the fucking guy want?
I mean, even right now, British Mark, this is... We've devoted...
28 minutes.
So much time...
15 minutes.
...to you already that it's... You're like a mini celebrity.
He is a mini celebrity.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. But I like it. I actually like... This is actually a healthy sign that he gets a little angry.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's a few signs of life.
Yeah.
Now he's like, you know, he's like doing dishes. He's like, I'm actually... I go to gigs. He doesn't go, you know, he's like the light bulb is like, you know, now he's like, I go to gigs.
British Mark, I want to know your opinions on Danny's impressions of you.
Well, come on.
Especially the whole,
Well, it does sound like he's having a seizure, you know. It's almost like this is a way, and this is not actually a derision. This is actually a compliment. British Mark is a man... devoid of any real thought, which is, and I say that in a good way, you know, like, I wish I had no thoughts.
Right.
Like, he just goes around, la, 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 you know, he's all neutral, like, he says, top of the morning to you, to people on the street,
yeah.
I got a gig tonight, you know, he's all happy, you know, he's got no thoughts, he's got no pain, he's got nothing. So, you know, So, and now, you know, when he has a thought, like, oh, maybe I am, you know, I go to gigs and my brother doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, like that. Now it's like he's so proud of himself that he came up with an art. Now, let me just take Anthony's side. Like, I don't know Anthony.
Right.
Anthony maybe doesn't need to go to gigs because maybe his life is full and satisfying and doesn't need to get external satisfaction from external sources.
He could be the me of the pair.
He could be the you. Mm-hmm. That you could be the British Anthony.
I could be the British. I'm the British Anthony. He's the American Ryan.
That's so confusing right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I do feel. Listen, just so he feels better. I actually, if I had a choice between hanging out with British Mark and British Anthony, I'd still go with British Mark because, you know, right. We have a history.
Right.
And British Anthony, I don't know. He came late to the party.
Right.
So I still, you know, if I had to do a Sophie's choice, you know, like Sophie's choice, like, okay, we all get captured by the Nazis and then I have to choose which one's going to live.
Right.
I'd go with British Mark.
Okay. I mean, see, like, British Mark, if that's not a source of, like, validation, you know, I don't know what.
I don't want British Anthony to die, but right. I don't need to be the one to save him. Like he could.
Wouldn't you technically be doing that by being the one that makes the choice?
Yeah, but I would also hope secretly that he gets saved somehow.
Right.
You know, like, you know, okay.
Because like they take him around the corner, you don't see him again. Technically, you don't know if he's, it's like Schrodinger's cat. You don't know if he's alive or dead.
Right.
Until you hear the gunshot, but then, you know.
Right. And I would hope that it would miss him. Like, maybe wound his arm.
I mean, it's true.
You know, but I mean, okay, forget the Nazis. Let's say
that's a little dark.
Okay, we're rowing
down that road quite often.
Okay, we're in a river. Mm-hmm. We're rowing in a river.
Rowing,
and then there's like a what do you call it? Turbulence.
Right, turbulence. Like maybe like some the rapids start forming up and all that.
Yeah, we're heading towards the waterfall.
Yeah,
one of us needs to leave the aircraft, not the aircraft, the boat.
The boat.
I don't know why the word boat became like a hard thing to say. I had to go with aircraft. The vehicle, the boat.
The boat, right.
So one of us, so I push, who do I push? I push British Anthony. Okay. I don't know him, you know.
What if British Anthony knows how to row and steer you to safety?
I bet British Anthony, I mean, they're both physical, like, I don't know what British Anthony does. British Mark is like a house painter, so he's probably pretty good with, you know, rowing. I'm imagining. I don't know. I mean, British Anthony could be like making sweaters all day, like knitting. I don't know.
Right.
I feel like British Anthony. I've seen one picture. I think there's a picture of him on a motorcycle. Huh. Like he seems like. I don't know. It just seems like he. All I really know. I don't know much. Like all I know that one needs more validation than the other.
Right.
In my experience on this earth, people that need validation are usually the less cooler people. Mm-hmm. Okay, because if I don't need validation, then I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I don't need your fucking love. I don't need your fucking pity. I don't need anything from you.
Right.
So, but British Mark is a needy guy. our friend of mine, Jennifer, like makes a post about a tree, and then he has to comment. Like normal people don't need to comment on every fucking, he probably makes 50 comments a day. He should be talking to his wife. He should be like out there doing something. Like you can't be any, and he's a slow typist. So imagine that every comment that he makes takes him like 5 minutes to write. Because he's a slow typer. So 50 comments a day, 5 minutes a word.
Right.
He's spending 3 hours a day making comments on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't care. I just still, you know, I listen. There's no need for derision. There's no need to deride anybody. I just, we need to have both of them on the podcast and decide which one's cooler.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I don't know what the litmus test would be. Like, how do you decide? So he's going to be like, I go to more gigs, you know? And British Anthony will be like, I don't need to go to gigs. I'm very happy being alone at home with my motorcycle. Mm. So I don't know. But I mean, I like the fact that he, I feel he's giving us a lot of material.
He really is.
You know, like I just, all we have to do is like read his, and I swear to God, when you fucking write to, on Facebook, you have some punctuation. Like, you don't need to have a period. You know, just, there's no periods, no question mark, no nothing. It's just like a straight line. Hmm. It's a lot of work for the reader.
Wow, yeah.
Like, even, you know, when I text you or anybody, I usually put a question mark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just common courtesy.
Yeah. I just don't know, man. It's just, people just have no respect for language these days.
So nowadays. Shame.
Nowadays, you know, it's just right. All going down the hill. Guess what's going to happen? For one thing, it's a disregard for punctuation.
And then it leads to what?
Then leads to a lack of, then leads to, well, you know, language is really just a concept that we embrace and we accept out of ways to be able to communicate. But it really means nothing at all. So we really shouldn't say anything to anyone at all. We shouldn't worry about language or anything. Then eventually,
right,
the world goes to shit because everyone stops communicating correctly.
Right.
And then it
doesn't matter. And then AI takes over.
Exactly. And it's just, it's all fucking British Mark's fault.
British Mark is going to start World War III. Yeah. You know the whole problem in the Middle East right now? It's all British Mark. Like British Mark made some, you know. British Mark, I'm not saying it's connected to Hamas. I don't think there's any connection between British Mark Anthony, British Arthy, British Anthony,
right,
and the Middle East. But
right,
you know, who knows?
Yeah,
like there's a lot of, you know, he would be a spy. Like, he could be a spy.
He could be very well be a spy. Yeah,
maybe he doesn't like Michael McDermott at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe he comes to Chicago to, like, you know, get a landscape lesson of Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know who to trust anymore, man.
It's dangerous times we live in, man.
By the way, you went to the dentist today.
I went to the dentist.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Went pretty well. You know, I it's one of those things where, you know, you go to the dentist every few months. British Mark, the dentist is a place in America where you go to get your teeth taken care of. Because I know in England there's not too many dentists because everyone's teeth over there is pretty bad. So.
Yeah, I think there's like one dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Dr. Tooth. He lives in London.
Dr. Tooth, yeah.
Yeah. He lives next to Dr. Seuss.
So it's one of those things where, you know, you go every 6 months, get a checkup. And I think what happens is, like, the last time I went, you know, I had like great results. So I got lazy in the interim. So
right.
There had to be some extra cleaning. They gave me some mouthwash today? To take care of myself. Yeah, like more gum protection. So
right.
I just have to start being more careful with that.
Mm-hmm,
but all in all, there's some other stuff I have to get done, but I'm not waiting until the end of the – I'm waiting until next year. That way when my insurance resets and I have enough to cover it all. So
I'm supposed to be getting an extra thing from my dentist is cool. I actually think she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
But I have fantasies about my dentist.
I'm sure.
She's very, but and she's not hot in a conventional way. She's just hot in sort of a very cold robot, sort of like she could be AI herself. Right. But the way she says open wide, man, it's just awesome. I feel like excellent Bill and Ted. It's like awesome, man. But she's but you know, before you see the dentist, there's you have to deal with the assistant.
The hygienist, yeah.
Yeah. And she this one is very talkative and very and she's been trying to get me for a year now to get like one of those water picks.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the electric toothbrush, right?
Yeah. I guess. And I always mean to do it, and now she's yelling at me. Like every time I'm there, she's like, you're gonna lose a tooth. Apparently one of my teeth is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like teetering on chaos and I could lose it. But dude,
it's fine, I've lost teeth.
But this is like, if I lose this is one in the back. Like, I'm not getting any sex or dates right now. If I have like a gaping hole.
If it's in the back, no one's going to notice.
But I'll notice. My self-esteem will plummet.
Dude, I've got my four wisdom teeth taken out.
Right.
And I've had like one tooth removed just because the cavity was so bad that there was no saving. That was like back in 2009.
Right.
But it was all the way in the back. I don't think about it.
Right.
It's fine. I've gotten laid since.
You've gotten laid since.
Right.
I don't know, man. I mean, she makes it sound like it's very dire. And it's only like $50. But you know how I am with technical stuff. Like, I have a feeling I'll get the water pick thing. And I won't be able to figure it out.
Well, you can read.
No, no, I can't because I can't read directions very good, very well.
Okay, so here we have British Mark who can't write. You can't read. Which is the bigger issue, you think?
Well, I think that...
One is an inability to effectively communicate. The other is an inability to comprehend said communication.
Dude, one is a choice and one is...
Oh, they're both choices.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
I have a disability. I have a mental disability. I can't read directions. So, it's a thing. Yeah, it's a learning disability.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, so it's an actual...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, when I came to America, Aunt Ginny, you know, she took me to all these, like, shrinks and and all these, you know, just because I was always really terrible in certain subjects, like math. And,
right, yeah.
But then I was really good at, you know, I had a huge extreme.
Oh, okay.
So, it's never been defined that I'm actually, like, really, like, stupid with disabilities. Mm-hmm. But I have something.
Oh, okay.
I have... Like we might talk to Cliff about this tomorrow,
right?
Because he's like a calculus teacher,
right?
You know, I'm not. I don't understand that kind of. You know.
Yeah, I mean that's a whole other.
That's the thing, yeah. But I mean, if you did put directions in front of me and told me to like dissect a cat, a biology lab in high school, you get like you know instructions or just anything like building a lamp. Building a thing, building anything with instructions, cooking something.
Okay, so even the idea of like, okay, so you have a piece of paper. Let's take a lamp.
Let's take a lamp.
Changing a light bulb.
Right.
Right. So you look at a piece of paper. It says how to change a light bulb.
Right.
Step one.
Right.
Look at light bulb.
Well, okay, I could probably figure that out.
Step two, put hand on light bulb.
Yeah.
Step three. Turn counterclockwise.
Yeah, but you don't understand. This leads to trauma, right? So, that example by itself, I might be able to figure out. But by the second line of that, I'm already triggered by all the past times that I couldn't figure out something. So I can't even focus on what it says now. Now it's triggering all the other times where I couldn't figure out how to do something.
So the only way to fix that is to successfully complete something, then I'll be over with.
Not really, because I can change a light bulb, but I can't. That doesn't give me any confidence at all about.
Well, did you change a light bulb as a result of reading the directions?
No.
You'd have to read the directions. You can only solve it by.
I don't think I've ever read directions.
No?
And successfully did something.
I'll come up with something. Something simple. Something very
basic. We could do it on the show.
Something very basic.
We could do it on the show. We could give me like some kind of task.
Yeah.
And then you'll see me sweating for like 50 minutes. And you're just going to sit there like you're not going to help at all.
If it does help, it could be pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what butlers are for, you know.
Most of us working stiffs can't afford a butler.
I know, but including me. But right. For example, like tire pressure on a car, right? Mm. Like, you know how you have to, like, take something off of the...
You have to remove the head, the cap off
the... Yeah, I can't even find the cap. I have to get the guy to help me find the cap.
So, you know that little thing that sticks out from the tire? That's the valve stem.
I know.
The cap is what's on it. You just have to twist it off.
I know. But, I mean, I know this because I couldn't figure it out last time.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to kind of, you know, insert it in the right place. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's much easier if somebody does it for me. That's my point.
Well, like when it comes to like car stuff, sometimes it's easier because like the other thing too is when it comes to like that you don't also don't want to let air out of the tire by accident.
Right.
Because.
Right.
The weight.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I'm surprised I could have sex at all because like that seems like a very mechanical act that requires a few different moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
You got to move like your groin area, apparently,
right.
And then you have to, you know, there's a lot of like, there's a lot of logistics that go into that, you know.
Right.
And I mean, I bet it's not quite like changing a tire, you know, but I mean, it's not unlike it, you know. There should be if there was directions for sex, let's say an alien comes to Earth. And he's like, what's the sex thing? Mm. And then you write out directions.
Right.
Like, if I saw that, I'd be very intimidated, and I wouldn't figure it out. The only way I could figure it out is by groping and touching in the darkness, figuring it out myself.
Right.
You know? Which is, that's how I became the amazing lover that I am today. I mean, I have women lined up across the block.
I think I just heard a knock at the door, so I think that's you got another one.
Yeah, they can wait. They can, we're doing a podcast here.
That's right. It's very important.
Wouldn't it be great if we had like groupies and they're like, just let us watch the taping of the show? I'm like, no, you could stand behind the door.
We're very professional.
Yeah, I mean, this is like. I mean, the Beatles didn't let people into the studio.
Right. It was only until John Lennon started letting Yoko Ono in. That's when all.
Right.
Because it broke their no girlfriends or wives rule.
Right. Studio. Now imagine if I started dating somebody seriously and then she wanted to be a part of the show constantly.
Right.
That would be like Yoko.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be a tough situation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you start to date someone, then we'd have two Yokos. And then they would start doing their own podcast.
They take off and get famous.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
And then they break
it's
up okay. with us. And then...
We are the unsung heroes of podcasts that no one... In fact, when we started to get some traction here, it's a weird feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to know that 22 people heard one of our recent podcasts, yeah. It's weird.
I think now it counts up to, like, 25 or 26.
Wow. It's like Gremlins.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to change who I am.
That's right.
I'm going to stay as stupid and as idiotic and as grounded.
Well, I don't think that ever goes away.
Being an idiot?
Yeah, I think that's unavoidable.
Well, you know, it's very strange. You know, so when Hurricane Tracy was here, you know, for a two-parter hurricane, you know, you know, I wasn't so – I heard most of it, and I wasn't as idiotic. I mean, the stories that I said were stupid. I mean, there's really no need for me to talk about some of the stuff that I talked about.
Right.
But it wasn't done in an idiotic way, you know?
Yeah.
I think because she's kind of a loose cannon.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting. It does change the dynamic quite a bit.
Right.
Like, you stay the same.
I stay the same. That's the best part.
You are very, you know how like there's people that take pictures like physically and they change throughout the years. You know, like you are always the same. Even in pictures, you're probably always the same.
For the most part, yeah.
It's interesting. Like I have pictures of me that I don't even recognize that it's me.
Oh yeah.
Like I just, first of all, I take horrible pictures, and then for some reason I never look the same. Like I always look like a different person.
Yeah.
I think I'm fucking crazy. I mean, like, my Aunt Ginny, she's always, you know, she was always a good-looking lady. Now she's a, you know, older. But we're still attractive. I don't know why. I don't know when that was timid. But, no, she's attractive. She's attractive. But yeah, like, but she's always looked the same. Like she has that face that just always looks the same. And then and my brother, you know, he always looks the same pretty much.
Yeah,
he always has that horrified look. But like I've always been very like so. So tomorrow, you know, we're gonna have this. Tomorrow's gonna be historic. Mm-hmm. You know, we've never had four people.
That's right.
It's almost like managing a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, and I don't intend to work. You know, being a host, it's kind of funny. It's, you know, we have four adults here. You're an adult, I'm an adult, Tracy's an adult, Cliff's an adult.
Right.
It's just funny that we're deciding to do it at my place. And this is the least adult place.
I have, like, no place. I don't live alone, so that's the whole thing.
Well, I know. But I imagine, I thought Tracy paints her place as a dark, like, you know, not very hospitable place.
Right.
But I think that's a lie.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, but I think she lives in a castle. You know, she just doesn't want anybody over.
It's possible.
Which is fine. It's just like, you know, I'm not usually the host kind of guy.
Right.
I wasn't put on this earth to entertain people, like, well, as a host.
You act, but...
Yeah, but I'm not hosting. Like, people are coming to the theater. Like, it's not, you know... Like, I don't, like, you know, back in the years where I dated, you know... I didn't really enjoy when they came over. Like, I preferred to be the guest, you know what I mean? Like, there's less pressure that way.
I think like, me, like, if it was my place, I'd be like, all right. I'll make sure to have, like, stuff for people.
Right. I do.
That's it.
Right.
Everyone else takes care of themselves and...
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, that's not, you know, it's just an extra, listen, you know, you want people to, you don't want people to have a miserable time.
Right.
Like if I'm a guest at somebody's house and I'm not worried about their happiness that much because it's their domain.
Right.
So if they have a bad time, that's on them.
Right.
They live there. Mm. They should be having a good time. They should be comfortable.
Right.
In their fucking place. Mm.
Just as you should be tomorrow night.
But tomorrow night I'm gonna have other people's happiness to contend with. Like if Cliff, let's say Cliff, I don't know him. Let's say he becomes miserable. Mm-hmm. Like it just you could just say he just clams up.
Oh, we'll totally use that. We will totally use that.
We'll definitely use it, but I mean, I don't. My intent is for him not to feel bad, you know. Right. Like I don't think it would be funny. It would be funny if like three of us are all like animated and talking, and then it's like he's just like, "This is the worst night of my life." Like, three idiots talking. Like, what am I doing here? I came all the way from Piscataway for this. But apparently, I mean, but maybe it won't be so bad for me because they are friends. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to create like harmony.
Right. And I'll be here to sort of act as the grounded, you know.
Yes.
Awesome individual that I am. So.
Yes. Yeah. How's your vacation going, by the way?
It's pretty fucking nice and relaxing, man.
Okay. That's nice. So you're saying that it's nice and relaxing?
It's nice and relaxing. It's relaxing and nice.
Well, I'm actually surprised to hear that because here was my theory of how your week was going to go.
Okay.
All right. So I thought, okay. Okay. So like Monday, you're good. You know, Tuesday, you're good. Wednesday, you're like, I have a lot of time on my hands. I'm not sure. Maybe I should do something productive.
I think the thing is, I already had like stuff lined up, like mostly in the evenings.
Oh, you did?
So, like, you know, between like us hanging out,
right?
Different podcasts, dinner last night.
No, yeah, I know it's a lot. It's a lot. We're very active lately.
Very, very, very active. Not sexually active, but very active.
Not sexually active. No. Although, does jerking off count though?
Actually, I think it does, actually. In that case, yeah, I'm very sexually active.
Well, I mean, like, you know, well, this morning, last night, I intended to go all out, you know? Right. I had everything planned.
Get the candles lit.
I'm not allowed to have candles here.
Oh, no shit.
You know why? Three years ago, somebody died.
Oh, shit?
Yeah, there was an old lady across the other way that died on the third floor. So the whole roof... Oh, wow. They had to evacuate the whole place, so we're not allowed to have candles.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, which is sad, because I would love a candle.
Well, they do have the electronic candles, so they're battery powered.
I know, but I would feel such a loser, like lighting an one lonesome electronic candle for my masturbation. That would make me feel such a loser. Like, worse than usual. You know? Like, usually when I jerk off, I feel a little bit like, ugh, you know, it's fine, but it's kind of a waste. Like, it would be better to exchange this like, wonderful experience with another human being, a woman, you know? But then, like, just imagine that you have this candle. It's like, oh, and the candle's, like, mocking me. It's like... Okay, so you lit me up for you, just for you, you pathetic little loser. You know, because candles they can mock you, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but last night, you know, I've been taking gummies now to sleep, you know, this gummies with
oh, yeah.
THC in them.
Right.
And I have to say that it's enhancing my sleep.
Hey, man,
but
it's good,
but I don't want to be like, I think I'm losing brain. I think my brain is like losing brain cells.
Well, that's what they were saying about marijuana all those years, that it kills brain cells.
Yeah. I mean, it has a sedation effect, mm-hmm. you know, which is nice. But like when I sleep without that, I don't feel sedate. I never feel like I never wake up like the way normal people wake up. They're like, oh, wow, that was a really deep sleep. Like I never feel that way. Mm-hmm. Like for me. Like, even if I sleep, I don't feel like I slept. Because my sleep is real it's bad.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the pot has like some kind of sedative effect, you know? So the next morning, I'm like, oh, like I haven't been going, last week, I go to exercise class. I didn't show up at all last week. she's alarmed. She thought I was in the hospital. And I was like, no, I'm just taking gummies. Like I'm actually sleeping. So today I actually made myself get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Which was really, really tough. I did a 5:15 class, you know?
Damn.
Because I'm scared of her. Like she knows where I live. I mean, she comes after me, you know? So, but I do think that I think I might be getting more sleep, but I'm also getting stupider from the brain.
Very possible.
Cells. Yeah, so it's a trade-off.
I haven't noticed any difference, but
I mean, I feel like I'm sharp. I feel like I'm sharp.
Yeah,
but I could be way off.
Who knows?
I mean, like the next podcast, I could sound like Keith Richards. You know,
I think you need to incorporate a few more hard drugs into that. Into that at the same time.
I don't know how Howard Stern got through that interview. Like, Howard Stern interviewed Keith Richards. He was very excited about it, but you can't understand a word the guy says. And now, like, he doesn't. Like, he speaks the way British Mark writes. Like, it's just like. It's amazing. But I mean, apparently Howard understood it, by the way.
Yeah.
So, what should our strategy be for tomorrow?
Well, I want to. However many episodes we do end up doing,
I think we're probably going to do two.
Right. I'm going to introduce both and pretty much sit out the rest of them.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
You're going to be like.
I'm going to be the observer. I'm going to be the guy that interjects every few minutes.
I actually don't think so. I think this is what it's going to be. Like, because they have sort of a built-in chemistry, they're going to be like a unit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have to counteract that because I'm not having these people take over.
Right.
I mean, this is our show.
That's right.
So when we go into territory that I don't care about, then I'm going to have to intervene.
You've done plenty of that. Actually, we're listening to part two, like the beginning of it, the other night, you and me.
Right.
And it was like
that was hard.
It got to one point where I finally spoke after like 10 minutes. I speak for like 30 seconds, and you're like, can I say something? Can
right,
I say something?
Right, right. but it wasn't me. It was her. I mean, like, you know, I mean, well, with four people, it's going to be a madhouse.
This is going to be awesome. It's like the Anthrax song, "It's a Madhouse."
Well, I think it would be cool to start it in a very, like, you know, meditative adult way, and then within a minute it's gonna become like chaos.
Oh, yeah.
But I he's a wild card. Like, usually, you know, when I invited Gaber, I knew what he was like. You know, all the women that have called into the show, I kinda knew what they were like. I don't know nothing about it. Like, all I know is he goes on vacations with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's, I don't know. And then he teaches calculus.
He did. He's retired now.
Oh, he's retired?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there goes that topic.
Well, I mean, you could still ask him about calculus.
What could you probably say about calculus? There's nothing...
complicated. I mean, it's... I got... The highest I got to on a mathematical level in college was pre-calculus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it, though?
No. In fact, it was a 7 a.m. class that I decided to sign up for with my friend Tim back in 2006, which to this day, he's still not over the fact that I had us going to this early
Why
class.
Did you choose a 7 a.m.?
Because back then, you know, I was 20, and I was really proud of being a man. And I was like, men get up early. And
oh.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty early morning class for calculus. And yeah. It was a physical class.
It was a physical class, yep.
Wow. But you passed it.
I did. I got a B.
That's good.
I got an A. Yeah, I think the only class that semester I didn't get an A in was, ironically, English 1.
Huh, okay. Yeah, so that means that your math ability is pretty good.
At the time.
Right. I mean, I just don't know how much we could get out of talking about calculus. I mean, I find... See, I would actually approach it this
I'm
way.
I'm expecting to get a full-on lecture from Cliff. I want to understand the history of calculus. I want to know how it's applied in
everyday
society.
And you can apply it in everyday life.
Actually, all that stuff actually is like all those like advanced science, but they're not really used by typical. They're used like in a lot of like engineering.
They could fuck themselves. Right. Like that's I'm not an engineer. Like that's not my problem.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to use it to better the world and like to solve like calculus problems, they could do it in their own time. If he's gonna, I'll give him a minute to talk about calculus, but not 2 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, this is a podcast for God's. I mean, I'm sure there are podcasts that exist for calculus purposes. Sure. Ours ain't one of them. our podcast is for talking about Miami Vice, us not getting laid.
It'd be great if we called it A History of Calculus, the episode, and it winds up becoming the highest listened to episode related to calculus in all of like podcast
right land. And it would be also cool if we hardly ever talk about calculus in the episode, we just title
it's
it
just like, that minute,
yeah. And then all the nerds are like, I thought that we're gonna talk about calculus. Why are they talking about sex?
What is that?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's going to be as is, of course.
Yeah.
But this is I'm getting a little nervous, you know. Like it's going to be you here is very normal now. We've been doing this for 2 years, you know. I mean, this hasn't changed very much. You know, we still sit around the same table. We have the same Belgian beer. This is like very rote, you know. But then, now we have to decide if to get pizza or not, or I don't know. Like he asked me that today. I'm like, I can't make these decisions, man. Like, I'll have red wine for them.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
You know, a beer for us.
That's right.
And then, I don't want to have to go and get pizza, you know. Like, it's a lot of work.
Right.
Maybe they should bring the pizza.
There you go.
we had pizza the other night.
Right. I think the whole thing of pizza, it's quick, it's easy.
Right, it's social.
Yeah.
Right. But then we have to decide about the peppers and the onions and the, you know.
Well, not the onions.
Don't eat gassy. No onions, right. But he's gay. Like, maybe he has a special kind of pizza that he eats.
I don't know.
Okay, and then about the gay thing, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, I mean, like, do we ask him what it's like to be gay? Because, you know,
we never explicitly asked Gaber that.
No, but maybe we did. I don't know. We had like 3 episodes.
That's true.
I know what his version of being gay is, Gaber, which is like, no, he doesn't really do like the whole, like,
right,
the real, you know, what you would think.
Sex.
Yeah. Right. He actually has, he does the oral part.
Mm-hmm.
Not the
right
other part.
Right.
So, but this guy is into calculus. I mean, who knows what kind of sexual practices he has. And maybe he fucks his textbooks, you know, like, I mean, which isn't even gay. But, I mean, you have to have sex with another guy.
Right.
That's what I know.
Right.
So, and since he calls himself Gay Cliff, he sounds like he's proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Does he call himself Gay Cliff?
I'm not sure. But I mean, we all need a title,
right?
You're Deep Thinking Ryan.
That's right.
And I'm
I actually prefer Deep Thinking comma Genius Ryan.
Deep Thinking Genius Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the other guy. Tracy's Hurricane Tracy,
right?
He's gonna be Gay Cliff.
That calculus Cliff.
Calculus Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to say that.
Cal Cliff.
Gay Calculus Cliff. Like, gay, I don't know. I mean, but here's the danger, though. I want him to have a good time, but I don't want him to have a great time. Like, I don't want him to come here every week.
Right.
Like, these are special episodes.
Right.
Like, we can't, like, I don't want to host, like, a whole community,
right,
like, every Thursday. Like, I have the stuff I got to do, you know? I'm very worried that this has become, like, it's going to become, like, a gay... Like we've had, for people that say that they're not gay, we have a lot of gay people on the show.
To be fair, it's only been one so far. It's two tomorrow, but...
Right. Well, yeah, but we talk about it a lot.
We talk about it a lot, but that's more like
And the curiosity factor.
It's also more like it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we know who we are. We're
right.
comfortable with what we are. So we kind of, we embellish what's going on. We embellish.
Right. But like, luckily for us, we look the way that we look. We look like people that could like go into the woods, like be scruffy. Like we're not. People don't like we don't go into a bar and people think that we're like a gay couple, you right. know. I mean, it's always good to say that we're not, just in case people are thinking it.
Oh, we're at the end of the episode.
Oh, look at that. We're sort of in the red zone.
Yeah, bye.